Hi FM, your station of choice since 2008.
David Bruce is an independent researcher in policing, crime and criminal justice for the Institute of Security Studies. Good afternoon, David, and thank you for being with us.
Good afternoon. Thank you for having me.
Hi, David. Can you hear me? I mean, you're sounding a little bit
soft. I can hear you very clearly.
Can you hear you?
You're struggling to hear me.
It's fine. So, David, just moving on. The question that I have for you is, are we obligated to report a crime no matter what? That is the question.
Right, okay. Okay, so, I understand that the background to this question is a discussion that's been going on elsewhere in the media, about whether witnesses, so if you see a crime, do you have an obligation to report it? And, for instance, on one of the radio shows, there was an interview with someone called William Booth, who's a senior attorney, I think, and he, you know, what he was going into some detail about was the fact that there are specific laws in terms of which, so for instance, the Financial Intelligence Center Act, certain banking transactions, if you, are in the banking sector and observe certain types of banking transactions, you are obliged to report them. And I think in terms of the Sexual Offences Act and the Prevention of Corruption Act, there are also specific reporting obligations. But the basic answer to the question is that outside of those specific legislative provisions which apply to specific circumstances, there isn't an obligation to report crime.
Okay.
And if you think about it, it starts probably making sense if you think about, what the implications would be if there was such an obligation.
David, Kathy here. In a scenario where, for example, I don't know, hypothetically, you know somebody who stole a car, are you obligated to report it or not?
You see, again, the short answer is no. I think the one risk that one might expose oneself to is insofar as one might be seen as an accomplice to the crime.
Yes.
So, again, the issue of whether or not one is an accomplice, I'm not a lawyer, and, there's some fairly kind of intricate law about when is a person an accomplice and when is they not an accomplice.
Aiding and abetting, again, right? And hiding somebody.
Yeah, that's right, yes. But basically, the short answer to the question again is just that you are not obliged to report a crime. And if one wants to start about thinking about this question, it starts from the fact that the victim themselves is not obliged to report the crime. So if the victim isn't obliged to report the crime, then doesn't really make sense that a witness should be obliged to report it.
Absolutely.
There are different reasons why victims don't report crimes, though.
Well, but some of those reasons would apply, equally to witnesses.
Yeah.
So, for instance, the one reason why a victim might not report a crime might be that they are a family member of the perpetrator. And they don't feel it would be in the interest of their family for the crime to be reported. So now, one can imagine the various kind of permutations of what the situation might be.
What about in a situation of domestic abuse? If I know my neighbor is being abused, which I don't, just putting it out there,
would I not be obligated to
report that?
Well, would the victim want you to report it is the one thing. So, if they don't want you to report it, again, just to, at risk of repeating myself, there isn't a legal obligation on witnesses to report a crime in cases outside of the specific legal provisions.
But I guess, sorry, David, but I guess it's just that moral obligation, whether or not to report it, whether it's in you that you feel that you need to report it or not, and as you say, maybe they don't want you to, so I suppose it is a story in itself. But I think, David, unfortunately, we've also run out of time, and we thank you so much. And that was David Bruce, independent researcher in policing, crime, and justice. So thank you so much, David. Thank you for your time.